Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
We think that we're not procrastinating, right? Because we're always doing something. We're always taking action.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We're not always taking the right action. We're taking the easier action sometimes so that we stay busy. But that just feeds into some of these things. So when it comes to limiting beliefs, they come in all shapes and sizes and all forms, but we all have them, right? And some people have these beliefs that may block us as it relates to business and growth and achievement. And maybe they may sabotage themselves at a certain level. Maybe they're successful, successful, successful. And then all of a sudden, it's going to rear its ugly head because we do things to sabotage ourselves. But other people, their beliefs may hold them back. Maybe they're hugely successful in business, but that may hold them back in their relationships or maybe in their health. Or, you know, there's a multitude of ways that assumptions, judgments, fears and beliefs can hold us back.
Are you making every decision in your business? Maybe feeling a little overworked and overwhelmed? Do you ever wish you had someone to go over the big decisions and entrepreneurial choices you had to make? Well, maybe this sounds familiar. Your partner at home doesn't want to hear about business anymore, and your friends don't know what the heck you're talking about. And maybe your team at work, well, even though you have an open door policy, they're not always as open as you'd like them to be. Well, there's good news. I have room for two more one-on-one coaching clients next quarter. And, you know, here's how it works. We'll get together on Zoom either every week or every second week to discuss the strategies and frameworks that will clarify your thinking and advance your business and entrepreneurial life. It's all about the five P's: your promise, your product, your process, your people, and your profit. Once they're better aligned, you'll enjoy a better life and business. Remember, you own your business and it shouldn't own you. It's time to reduce the frustrations and increase the freedoms. So if this sounds interesting, go to simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/call to book a freedom call with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast, always here to help you cut through the chaos of running a business and transforming your frustrations into freedoms. After all, you own your business, and it shouldn't own you. And today I had the opportunity to speak with Heather Hansen O'Neill, and I had the pleasure of being on Heather's podcast back in October, From Fear to Fire. We had just a great conversation, so it's really fun to have her back here. Heather's written a couple of books, and she's really well known around this idea of limiting beliefs. And whether or not you've heard of limiting beliefs, I can tell you, you have some. We have a great conversation here today around limiting beliefs. It can really hold us back. And it's certainly something that I coach through all of the conversations that I have every week with my clients as well, is trying to help them through those limiting beliefs of what they feel, the things that are holding them back, and some great conversations and some great takeaways here from Heather. So we'll dig right into it on limiting beliefs and leadership with Heather Hansen O'Neill. Heather, it's a pleasure to have you here on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. We've already had a few laughs, and it's good to see you again.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you. I was so excited to come on and have another conversation with you. The last one was fantastic.
Yeah, and that was on From Fear to Fire, your podcast. And I was going back before we hopped on. I'm like, that one dropped a while ago, and it was back in October 2021. Time goes so quickly.
It seems like it was last week.
I know.
But you're right. It was October. It was a great show, though. You had us all fired up.
Well, it's fun. I love having these conversations, and I'm so happy to have you here today and talking about leadership and talking about limiting beliefs, which I know is your wheelhouse and all that kind of stuff. And all the entrepreneurs that listen to the show, most of our listeners are business owners and people that are making the decisions every day of what it is they need to do to better their business and to help their clients and to help their team and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many things we're held back with revolve around limiting beliefs.
Yes, yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit?
Sure. I mean, I love entrepreneurs. I am one, but I love entrepreneurs because even though they're human, like everybody else, so they still have the fears and the belief issues and all of that stuff like everybody else does, they take action anyway, right? So they keep going, they keep striving forward. But sometimes because they're drivers, because they're motivated, because they have a passion for what they do, they often forget that they're human and that they have to take the time to look at some of the things that may be blocking them from the bigger success that they want. They may think that they want something and then they don't understand why it's not easy, why they're always struggling, why it's, you know, it's just not feeling good in the moment. And it's because of what I talk about with these beliefs.
Procrastination is a big word for a lot of entrepreneurs too. I find a lot of times that procrastination has a lot to do with these limiting beliefs as well around what you can do, what you think you can do, what you, you know, all these feelings. It's like, okay, there's these are big, overwhelming things in front of me. I'm going to procrastinate because maybe I either don't think I know how to do it or I don't know who can help me.
Oh my goodness. Yes. You definitely hit the nail on the head there, Pete. I mean, I think that because we're always busy, we think that we're not procrastinating, right? Because we're always doing something. We're always taking action. Oh, but we're not always taking the right action. We're taking the easier action sometimes so that we stay busy. But that just feeds into some of these things. So when it comes to limiting beliefs, they come in all shapes and sizes and all forms, but we all have them, right? And some people have these beliefs that may block us as it relates to business and growth and achievement. And maybe they may sabotage themselves at a certain level. Maybe they're successful, successful, successful. And then all of a sudden it's going to rear its ugly head because we do things to sabotage ourselves. But other people, their beliefs may hold them back. Maybe they're hugely successful in business, but that may hold them back in their relationships or maybe in their health. Or, you know, there's a multitude of ways that assumptions, judgments, fears, and beliefs can hold us back. But oftentimes with us entrepreneurs, it definitely also falls into the business realm.
You know, some of these things that we procrastinate or some of the things, like you were saying about health or wealth or some of these other, what I call the buckets of life in my one-page planning system, you know, how do we bring them to the forefront and understand them better, Heather, as opposed to just kind of going by day to day and letting things happen? Like, you know, I'm a big believer of getting stuff out of your head and onto paper and so that you can actually strategize about what you can do to move things ahead. And, you know, give us a couple of tips of how to recognize some of these things and some of the ways that we can push through them. This episode of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast is brought to you by Shootopia.ca. We're always helping our clients look great and feel fantastic. With the heat, you can free your feet with some of the awesome sandals from names you know and love, like Birkenstock, Keen, and Mephisto. Of course, we have you covered for the casual and athletic needs, too. Guests like you are at the very heart of Shootopia. Stop in for a visit or drop in on shootopia.ca. We're currently only shipping to Canadian addresses.
That awareness step is the one that we typically push right past. We just let's just push that aside for a little bit. But it requires us to take the time to get quiet, to sit with ourselves, and to think through some questions that we may want to ask ourselves, and they're not easy questions. They may appear easy at first, but they're really not, because they have to get to the heart of things that we have held on to for a very long time, things that may or may not even be ours, right? And so, you know, I don't know.
Like, yeah, that's right? This one hit home.
And that's where so many other bigger issues in the world stem from, generational patterns that are passed down from one generation to another, and we just own it. We take it in because the brain is actually trying to protect us. It's trying to make our lives easier. So it says, okay, well, what do we already know that can help us do this action so we don't have to think so much? And so we just steal something from something we heard from our past, right? And we don't take the time to get quiet and ask ourselves, is this belief... I'll give you three questions if you want, because I know that you and your listeners love something that they can use, that they can dig into and take away and use right away.
Absolutely.
Right? So these are the three questions that I help people with. Well, first you have to get quiet and you have to look at what might possibly be a belief that's preventing me from achieving what I want, right? We don't have to know right ahead. The three questions are going to help us decide. And the first one is it true? I'm going to give you an example, because full disclosure, I had this one, right? So I had this belief that I was really attached to, that was there aren't enough hours in the day, right? There's just not enough hours in the day to do everything that I need to do. And so that belief caused me to behave in a certain way. I was always kind of behind. I was working hard and late, and I felt like I always had to be working more than everybody else, and a little bit of a frenetic energy, right? Well, when I asked, is it true? I thought, yes, this is true. But it really wasn't, because everybody has the same number of hours in the day. And some people are very successful and other people are very stressed out. And if you shift it and you instead say, well, if we all have the same number of hours, maybe the question is, maybe it's how I'm prioritizing, what I'm choosing to take action on first or earliest in the day. And there's a lot of power in that. So then the second question is this belief mine, or was it maybe given to me by a parent, a coach, a teacher, the media, peers? It could be from anywhere, right? And so my initial reaction to my belief was, yes, this is mine because I own it. I wear it like a comfortable sweater. But it really wasn't, because I grew up hearing over and over again how hard you have to work in order to get anything in life. And I ingested that, right? And then the third question is it serving you? Right. And that one's the kicker, because I knew for a fact this belief wasn't serving me. And if you answer no to any of the three questions, you might want to let that belief go and create space for a more empowering belief. And you can shift it. You can just turn it right around. And instead of there aren't enough hours in the day to do everything that I want, you could instead make that there's plenty of time to do the most important things.
Great advice. And, you know, one of my coaches along the way, and I love him, he's a great marketer and interesting guy. His name's Dean Jackson. Mm. And Dean has a great saying around time. And at least this is who I heard it from. I'm not sure whether it's his saying, but it's there are 24 hours in a day. You can't buy more and you can't use less.
Oh, that's perfect.
You can't buy more and you can't use less. So, you know, everybody has the same amount of time.
It's our most valuable resource. It's absolutely our most valuable resource. And we're thinking, we're striving toward money, but we're completely losing track of our time.
How you prioritize to spend it, right? With the relationships you were talking about, with your, you know, whether it's with your team or your loved ones or whatever the case, and to keep healthy and all these different things, such an important piece of running a successful business.
It sure is.
Important part of leading.
Yes. I mean, and as our entrepreneurs are growing and we decide to take off some of the 22 hats that we wore in the beginning when we first started the business and hand those hats off to someone else who is uniquely qualified to do them, there are choices associated with that, right? Who are we choosing to let into our circle? How are we choosing to delegate or not? And so there are choices all along the way. And so the best thing that an entrepreneur can do who wants to grow is that awareness part that you started with, Pete. that, you know, how do we become quiet and listen and become attuned to what's guiding us in our actions? It will help as we grow and grow.
Great. I love that. I loved our conversation here today, Heather. It's been wonderful. And I know you've got a couple of books and one that's relatively recent. Yeah. And I'd love you to let everybody who wants to learn a little bit more about what you do, about your new book and everything about Heather Hansen O'Neill, just let them know how to get a hold of you.
Sure, sure. Well, Heather Hansen O'Neill is easy because if you put that into anywhere, you're going to find me. The newest book is Where's the Office? Moving Today's Leaders from What Is to What Can Be. And you can find that at wheresTheOffice.com. You can find it at Amazon.com. There's a fun book club that we put together, book club cool. In a box. That's always fun. So, you know, you can find me anywhere.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time. And it's been just a delight to reconnect here on the podcast today.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our conversation today. And I want you to think about a couple of the things that you might feel are your limiting beliefs here today. Heather gave us three awesome, very easy to remember and easy to use questions. And they are, is this belief true? Is it mine? And is it serving you? And if we think about any of these things, it's so interesting. She used the idea of time and, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day, but you can really pull this into almost anything. I'm working with a client right now and she's thinking of hiring her first employee. She's got a great practice and has some outsourced partners and what have you, but she's actually thinking of hiring and she's got some limiting beliefs around that. So is the belief true? Is it mine? And is it serving you? And all of those things, I think, kind of go back as well to what you want out of your business. We kick it off every week with you own your business and it shouldn't own you. And if you're feeling that your business owns you, then you have to go back and address some of these limiting beliefs of why it's owning you. And is it serving you? And think about why you got into business to begin with. Think about those ideas around, it's like, as I go back to when I started this business, I was looking for more freedom. I was looking for more of this. And whatever those are uniquely yours and they're perfectly good. But if you've been at it for a while, you know, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you're not enjoying some of those freedoms, it's probably because you're hung up on some limiting beliefs that aren't allowing you access to them. So call them out, write them down, and do a little bit of working on yourself and on your business instead of in it. And I think you'll be able to use these three great questions. And I'm going to say them again, because think about it as soon as you quit listening to this podcast. Is this belief true? Is it mine? And is it serving me? So hopefully that's going to give you some homework to do here this week until we talk next on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast. And always remember, these are clarity tools, right? And I always say sort of at this point in the podcast, remember, clarity creates confidence and confidence ignites momentum. And if you're feeling stuck, if you're procrastinating, if you're, you know, not getting that momentum, go back and clarify this. If you love the podcast, please share it with your friends and subscribe to our Simplifying Entrepreneurship YouTube channel as well. I post the odd thing over there that's not just our YouTube, some other fun little clips and different things. So take a peek over there and subscribe. We'd love to have you there too. You can really help me out by subscribing to this podcast and rating and reviewing this episode on Apple or Spotify as well by leaving up to a 5-star review. Connect with me on LinkedIn or Instagram. Those are the best two social channels. Of course, you can always email me at pete@more.coach. The links are in the show notes and the links for Heather are as well. So lastly, you can check out the website at more.coach. That's mohr.coach to learn more about my programs around helping you create more freedom in your life and business. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.